Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went
wrong. Dale Shannon bringing this back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book is ageofthecustomer.com. There's a one-minute trailer there. I promise you, it's only 1 minute long. You can learn a lot about the book just by watching that. So check that out at ageofthecustomer.com. Elise Benin is our guest, a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Marketing Mentor, marketing-mentor.com is her website, the author of a number of books on helping freelancers put their best foot forward. And Elise, that's what we've been talking about. How to help freelancers decide. You know, to me, at least, it's not a matter of whether we help them decide to grow, but whether we help them decide if they should grow or not. And I'll give you an example. I mentioned in the previous segment about my consulting company. I loved doing what I did. And I brought on people once or twice to try to help me. I didn't enjoy handing them over to my customers and managing them. And it wasn't a delegation thing, but I found that I was happier as a one-person shop growing my consulting business, and I decided to grow it that way, grow my business in volume all by myself. What do you think?
Well, that's why two of the three options I'm highlighting, and I've only given you the first one, are not by adding other people. They involve you staying solo, basically, and growing in a different direction.
Right.
So one of those is essentially productizing either your services or developing a product out of whatever it is they do. And the other is basically increasing the quality of what you do and the quality of the customers
you
that
go.
You pitch to
you mm-hmm.
and charging more money.
That's right. Yeah, when I started out, the day I started my business, the first people I walked up to and said, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" When I first walked up and knocked on the door, the rate that I charged that year was one-fourth of what I charged 5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
As I built my business, grew the quality of my customers, and you know what I did? I also, whenever I raised my rates, I didn't raise them as much as new customers paid my new rate. But old customers didn't pay as much. I still kept them under. If you were already with me, you got a little bit of an increase, but not as much as everybody else. And you know what? It was amazing how many people appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I want to focus on, then. Maybe we can use you as the example. To grow from year one to year five, what are the specific concrete steps that you took or would advise someone to take on that path?
Well, I think you said it a minute ago, improve the quality of your client, increase, continue to grow in your capability, get better at what you do. I mean, I did. I felt like I was a better consultant, every year because I learned things and just continue to increase excellence, increase your search, your quest for excellence in excellent customers, excellent mm-hmm. capability that you have, improve the relationships. And here's the other thing, that kind of behavior, that kind of a plan begets excellent referrals too.
Mm-hmm.
So success breeds success, doesn't it?
It does.
And you can, now here's another thing you can do. As you grow your business, as you get a little successful, as you work with a higher quality, so to speak, and we say higher quality, folks, we just mean people who are capable of paying you more. They have higher stakes. The work you're doing for them, there's bigger stakes in it. And these are people who are used to working with freelancers. Some people aren't, are they, Elise? But as you work with these people, and they're making referrals to you, and you're growing your business, improve your surroundings. When I upgraded my offices, my customers liked that. They liked seeing me be successful. What do you think?
I think that's true, but a lot, so many people are mobile these days that, you know, there is no office.
But
and they don't even
so
need
maybe
enough.
That means maybe that means you drive a little nicer car then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is an image issue there.
Mm-hmm.
People want to see you. I mean, I'm not saying you go out and buy a Rolls or something. You don't want to get too flashy because they wonder if they're paying you too much. But you know, but still, you got a place to stay. You live somewhere. You have some place to go. I think people like seeing the people they work with be successful.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I'm just trying to figure out what those specific elements are. And, you know, maybe it's when you're Skyping with someone, because a lot of people do Skype these days, you have one of those official backgrounds instead of, you know, your bedroom in the background.
Well, it could be other things, though, Elise. It could be something like, hey, John, are you available a week from Friday? Well, why? Where are we going? Well, there's a person coming to town to speak that, or I want to go to the next town over. I want you to hear a national speaker. I think will help you with your business. It's on me.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
And it, your ability to fund that trip is a success. Is a success method, a way of demonstrating your success.
That's interesting.
See, and mm-hmm. that's something I've done for years. These are all ways of building a relationship, nurturing a relationship with customers, and boy, you talk about getting referrals when you do that. It really helps. Elise, let's take a quick break. What do you think?
Good idea.
All right, quick break, folks. Tintail right back with Elise Benin. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.